Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know and I have had experience that no matter how dark the clouds get or how much the storms stir, there is hope. And if I can get hold of that hope, then it will see me through anything the storms throw at me. I may not always feel like hope is holding me up, but when I take a moment and I look around, then I can see that hope was not only holding me up all the time, but hope was also creating a way for me to get through. We survived the tornadoes in 2011, and despite the damage that occurred to our house, we came through the other side more focused and more blessed than before. We learned together as a family. We grew together as a family. We made investments in our lives together as a family. Hope helped us each step of the way. In March of 2012, my mom passed away. We each found our own corner to console our hearts, but eventually we made our way back together as a family. Hope took root and we found a way that allowed us to be praising even in the midst of the storm, together. In April of 2012, my father-in-law suffered a serious health issue that included near kidney failure. The look on the doctor's face told me everything I needed to know. So I struggled to stand strong because I knew that my family had suffered so much and they might not be ready for another blow. But we came together as a family and we prayed and we shared and we cared for my father-in-law and we still are together as a family. One day at a time, he has gotten better and he's still with us. We're together. And together makes the difference. Being together is one of the reasons I walk through each day. I share these words with you because I know that together we are stronger. I write the books and I present the talks because I know that my efforts not only invest in you, but the resulting income invests in my family. I think it surprised me the first time I realized that many people have no idea why they are doing what they're doing. Some just maybe have missed their because. I'm here because. But others have given up defining the purpose because they're just surviving the day to day. We're not made to survive this journey. We're designed to thrive in this journey. And learning to walk out the why living is the first step in making that thrive journey a reality. Why living happens when I discover a few things. When I learn to love my journey. When I discover how to live now. When I develop the ability to share joy. When I grow up a security system. And when I set out guidelines to keep me in my why. Because without purpose, without being driven by something more than just basic instinct, it all becomes a challenge. Even getting up most days will be difficult because life has become more of a why bother situation than a journey flowing out of why living. Why living does not guarantee a smooth journey, but it does help to unlock that hope when the storms show up. I've been why living for many years now, and each year I grow up even more understanding and more boldness through this journey. Why living gives me the power to say yes and to step out, but it also gives me the strength to say no. Why Living gives me focus and determination, but it also helps me to recognize my mistakes or my missteps much sooner. More than anything else, Why Living has grown me up to a place where I am loving life, even when I may not like all that is going on around me. First, I have a vision of hope driven by why. And second, I speak words of possibility. Third, I seek out ways and the people that will help me thrive in my why. Fourth, I choose to live out my purposeful passion. Fifth, I release the things and the situations and the people that create distress or dejection. I know that each time I invest in my why living, then I can love the journey. I may not like the journey of the moment, but I find a way to smile or to sing or to dance or to praise, not because of the moment, but because of the hope that becomes a part of my life and my journey because of my determination for why living. I love my life, not because it's perfect, but because I know I am here for a reason, for a purpose. I know that if I choose to take action in that why, then I will reach my destination. That alone is enough to give me hope despite the pain and the struggles and the difficulties that are thrown into my path, and sometimes even because of them. I love my life not because I have reached the pinnacle of my journey, but because I know that I will reach the pinnacle of my journey. I have seen the path that determination and persistence will clear every single time they're put into play. And so I love that I can walk that path. I love my life because it is my life to walk out and to grow up and to nurture into all that it can possibly be. I have a vision of what I am designed to do. I have a vision of all that I can become. I have a vision of my possibility, and I am going to walk out daily what that vision has so ingrained in me, nobody can shake it from me. I love my life because I can see the possibility that is my life. I think that I've always had a piece of my possibility living in my heart, even from the earliest memory. It's just that I'm only now beginning to understand the more complete image that comes from my why living. That vision of what it is that I'm becoming. But even having just a piece has made it possible for me to be a little more bold and a little more courageous when it comes to stepping out or even for saying no. Now, I love my life, but just like loving others is a choice, so is loving my life. I have to make the choice that no matter what comes up, I will embrace and love the journey because it is my journey. And it all starts with that why living vision. 1, I learn to see beyond the limits. 2, I break through the expectations. 3, I recognize the mirages and the delusions. 4, I invest in learning. And 5, I dare to believe. The key to understanding is that I have to recognize my vision. It is my vision. It's not about what you say or what you do. It's not about my parents or my grandparents. It's not even about my current situation or my circumstances. I create the vision. I create the vision. I'm going to say that one more time. I create the vision. And then I pursue the vision. That is how I get to a place of loving life. First, I have to see beyond the limits because there are always limits. My limits may be monetary, or they may be situational, or they may even be educational, but they are just things, and things can be overcome if I'm determined to overcome them. Or sometimes I can just ignore them. It depends on what it is I'm facing. But I have to recognize that they're only limits because I have determined their limits. I live in a rural community, and we chose to move into a location back in the woods. I was limited to what I could do with my online journey because all we could get was dial-up internet service. Yes, dial-up internet service, because that's what they told me. And for a long time, I found my way around that limit by using the library internet or a local store's internet with permission from the store, and I would do my heavy workload on their internet. So that was my way around the limit. But then I did some research on my own, and I discovered there was another way. And we invested in that another way. For every limit, there is another way, if I'm willing to see beyond the limit. Second, I have to break through the expectations, those that I've placed on myself and those that have been placed on me. I come from a medical family. My grandfather was a general practitioner. My uncle was an orthodontist. My other uncle was an orthopedic surgeon. Three of my aunts were nurses. Two of my cousins were nurses. My dad was a radiology technician. And my brother is now a radiologist. Because I made good grades, they had expectations that they placed on me. So you can imagine how thrilled they were when I said, I want to be an artist. I want to write. They expected more from me, and it has taken me years to get beyond the expectations that they had set on me. Third, I have to recognize that much of the issues are mirages and delusions, some of my own making and many of the world's designs. I may not have the money in the bank to do what it is that I think I'm supposed to do, but the money is somewhere. I just have to find it. A lack of money is a delusion and not a reality unless I choose to accept it as my reality. I may not have the schedule to do what it is that I want to do, but I can adjust my schedule, even if it's just a little bit at a time, to make it happen. A lack of time is a delusion. We all have the same amount of time. If Einstein could make it happen, I can make it happen. Things are rarely as they seem, and when I see past the shimmering mirage, then I can begin to clearly envision my possibility, and the vision will lead me into the reality. Fourth, I have to invest in my learning. The only way I grow into more than I am is to be feeding my mind more than I have there now. The great news is that I can invest with books, with online courses, with podcasts, or just by attending groups that are available in my area. There are so many opportunities to learn and to grow. And if you are not growing, you are in the process of dying, either physically dying or just the hope that is trying desperately to grow up in your life is being smothered by the lack of feeding. We have to feed our hope. We have to feed our hearts. We have to feed our minds. And we do that by investing in learning. And fifth, I have to dare to believe. It is a dare. It's daring to believe. Belief is the most powerful weapon you will ever possess. Henry Ford was quoted as saying, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." He was saying that what you believe will drive your reality every single time. Two brothers believed they could fly. Not only did they fly, but we can all fly now because of that belief. What you can believe in your heart to the point that nobody and nothing can take that belief, well, that kind of belief will grow up into a reality for your life. My journey into loving my life begins with a vision for that life. I have to see it. I have to believe it. And then I can live it. I love my life now because, not because things are perfect or easy or even smooth, but because I know what is possible. I see my possibility in my heart. I have a vision of my why living that is so strong, nothing can take it away from me. The best part about my journey is that I am not alone in this journey. Just like I mentioned how we got through the literal storms and the emotional storms as a family, I know that there are people around me that will come along beside me when I am walking out this journey. And the great thing is that many of them have grabbed hold of my vision and are helping push me towards that vision. Sometimes the people that have come along beside me are my physical family, and they help me get through it. Sometimes it is the friends that I have around me, and they come alongside me, and they help me get through it. Sometimes it's my church family that comes alongside me and helps me get through it. But always, always, my Heavenly Father is there to help me through if I'm willing to turn to Him. And remember, it is He is the one that put that vision in my heart in the first place. He is the one that designed me on purpose and for a purpose. And one of those purposes was to be in relationship with Him. God created me to be in relationship with Him. I was crafted and sculpted by the Creator with the specific plan of being in a personal, intimate relationship with Him. Genesis 1:26 says, and this is God speaking, let us make man after our image. And since God is love, I'm love. I'm made in the image of love. Love is not about self. Love is about things that benefit others. And that's why purposeful passion is about what it is I can do to invest in you. I'm designed to be love, to look like love and act like love and speak like love. And we are designed to be in relationship with love because of His design. Not because of what I'm doing or what I want to do, but because of His unique and purposeful design. Ezekiel 34:11-16 shows God's desire for relationship with me when He is speaking through Ezekiel, and He says that He is searching for His sheep, that He is going to rescue His sheep from the places where they've scattered on the cloudy days and in the darkness. When the storms come, God knows that we're going to freak out, but He is going to seek us out. He says that He Himself will tend to the sheep. He's going to tend to me. He's going to search out for the lost and bring back the strays. He's going to draw me to Him. He's going to bind up the injured and strengthen the weak because He is the shepherd. God desires God, me. God desires me. God seeks me out. God pursues me even. He wants a relationship with me so much that He is out there actively pursuing that relationship. God will look after me. God will rescue me. God will bring me into a promised land. God will tend me. God will search for me and heal me. God will provide for me. That alone should be enough to make my vision of my possibility beyond anything that normal people could grasp. My God has a heart for me so much that He is out there actively making a way for my journey. God desires a relationship with me so much that He is investing heavily in that relationship. God is working on my relationship with Him. God is actively making a way. It's not even up to me to make it all happen. God is making a way for it to happen. Until I can wrap my head around this, I will struggle in developing the relationship that I want with God, and I will struggle to really settle into a vision of the possibility that He has for my life. Grasping this relationship with God and in God is vital to loving my own life. Once I recognize and understand that He is actively involved, not passively involved, but actively involved in my life, then I have the key to being bold in my journey and in loving my life. My why living is fundamentally rooted in my relationship, first with God and then with others. That's why I have to recognize that it is purposeful and not just things that make me happy. It is about doing and being for others and doing and being through God. And God has a place for me and a purpose for me, and He is guiding me to that. and I want to connect with you and grow up together in this journey. Please email me your questions, your comments, your thoughts at radio@katherinelang.com. And be sure to take a moment and head over to the website and download all the free PDFs that come from this show, from the Growing Hope broadcasts. It's at katherinelang.com/ebooks. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.